mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
An unbelievable interview in the last hour of the head of Arnold's campaign, AmendForArnold.com. On with us. We didn't tell her who we were before we got her on, and then announced in the middle of it that we're running the ArnoldExposed.com movement. It's been on CNN and the Associated Press. Just amazing. That interview blew me away. And I know some people didn't get a chance to hear it. It'll be re-aired tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time, and throughout the weekend. We're also going to post it at PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, and, of course, at ArnoldExposed.com. Unbelievable. We're talking to callers about this, and I'll get more. We got Ron Paul coming up in 20 minutes. Talk about the national ID card and legislation that's on the verge of passing. Also, the forced psychological testing is on the edge of passing. But let's get to more of these calls. Tim in Ohio, finish up what you were saying.
Oh, we were talking about the correlation between not only Arnold and his love of Adolf, but Adolf also being of the Rothschild bloodline.
Well, did you hear her just giggling when I'd say he says he admires Hitler? She goes, well, you know,
Yeah, that's all part of the part of their shtick. You know, like you could show them a quarter and say, here's a quarter with a head and a tail, and they would go, no, it's not. That's not a quarter.
You're not feeling well, are you, Tim?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they turn it right back in your head there. I was reading, back to Adolf and the Rothschild, that Hitler's grandmother was actually working for one of the...
Yes. No. It is a fact in prestigious top books on World War II, History Channel, you name it. Adolf Hitler's father's mommy. The Rothschilds, they're in Austria. I mean, they had like an assembly line of these kids. And most nobles were into that, part of the breeding program.
Oh, sure.
And then it came out later that it looks like who Alois... Hitler married, same name again, Alois. Hitler married a young servant girl. It looks like her grandfather was the same person. So it's these interwoven breeding lines.
And there's also...
It's like Bill Clinton's mother was admittedly a prostitute, and the evidence is clear that, we even know the name, this has even been mainstream news, but swept under the rug, was a Rockefeller, the governor there.
Oh, sure, yeah, I heard about Clinton being a closet Rockefeller.
Well, that's why he cried one time when he gave David Rockefeller the New Freedom Award, the American Freedom Award, the American Medal, excuse me, I'm getting New Freedom in my head, and he said, there are only two people that believed I could be president in 1968. He started crying, he goes, my mama. And he looked at him and went, David Rockefeller. Thank you, David. I mean, it's like, thank you, Uncle, thank you. I mean, it was so sick. I even got that on video somewhere, but go ahead.
My mama.
I mean, in 1968, the guy was nothing. But David Rockefeller knew. Keeping track of that bloodline. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're right. It's all bloodline. It's all in the plan. What the birth period says, out of 43 presidents, 34 come from two British bloodlines, King Alfred and Charlemagne.
And Bush and Kerry were related on every side of their family, on every side, on every side.
Now, doesn't that go through the German history of the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas, right?
Yes.
And it could even be go far back as Ramses and Piso and...
Well, we know it goes back as far as a founding European family of the Middle Ages known as Vlad.
Oh, yeah, Vlad.
The House of Dragon. And that's MSNBC. You may have heard of Vlad, and then get the legend of, you know...
The children of the night, listen to them, the beautiful music.
Well, I remember there was talk of Turkish warriors at the time approaching Vlad the Impaler's land, and there were so many bodies on stakes around his property, sometimes up to 20,000. The Turkish soldiers, who were the toughest at the time, turned around and walked away.
Yeah, no, it was hell on earth, and then that founding bloodline is in all of them. Including... Well, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Yeah.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've launched ArnoldExposed.com. Every red cent you send us will be spent to run selected TV and radio ads in Sacramento, San Francisco, Austin, Texas, on cable and the radio. And even if we run them in the middle of the night, you know, where they're cheap, they're still like $20-$30 a piece. In places like Austin, $100 a piece. Out in California, it'll take $15,000-$20,000 to run just some basic ads. They're running hundreds of thousands of dollars worth, but it's well worth it. If all of you give $5, $10, $20, we can knock down this trial balloon by running these ads. Then the mainstream media will be forced to give us more attention. We've already been in AP, CNN, and it'll really get this thing moving to get ArnoldExposed.com to the general public, where they can see all the Nazi affiliations, the racism, the sexual harassment, the delusions of grandeur, the drug use, all of it there at ArnoldExposed.com. And we had Liza Morgenthaler-Jones, his head minion, former campaign committee chieftain. We had her on in the last hour. It was an incredible interview. That'll be re-aired tonight, 9 to midnight, in the second hour. I'm sorry if you missed it. Congressman Ron Paul's coming up in about 15 minutes here, or less, to talk about the national ID card legislation that's in Congress right now and the New Freedom Initiative that's on the verge of passing, which will force you to have psychological testing as adults and children. Right now, let's blitz through your calls. Let's talk to Ed in Pennsylvania. He just hung up as I was going to him. How classic. Scott in Texas. Scott, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Hello.
Let us not forget that Hitler was Time Magazine's Man of the Year in 1938. Stalin was Time Magazine's Man of the Year in 39 and 42.
Hey, exactly. I'm glad you... I meant to write that in the press release, and I didn't. And
yeah.
Gardening Magazine, how great he was. We
right.
know how loving he was. All
right.
these politicians saying how we ought to have our own Nazi party in America.
Everybody was hoodwinked and deceived by these guys.
Well, this darkness is alluring to people who are weak-minded.
I mean, what a better example than this lady you had on the phone, completely smitten, mesmerized, beyond her own rationale. I mean, she couldn't even rationalize.
She couldn't even... so he says he loves Hitler. Oh, his huge jaw. He's so big and powerful. Well, he's been mean to women. Oh, but a lot of women like it.
Right. They love a strong, powerful man, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I said, well, if I went out and started grabbing women's breasts on the street, they'd call the police
right.
for sexual assault. She said, no, you're powerful, Alex. They like it.
Right.
I mean, that was like, wait till I put a press release. Wait a minute. Wait till I put a press release out on her tonight. Again, I won't get any sleep. Later today, there's going to be a press release with the audio of her where she's saying the woman who supports the amendment, the head of it, says that women like it.
Right, and she didn't even seem fully convinced herself. She was just smitten by him. She didn't
know. No. That was all psychological corporate training. She's a big muckety-muck, man. Biotech, mutual funds, everything. What you do is you agree with something, and then you know, it's like, well, I'm going to start being president. Well, I agree with you. That's why you should be. You know, I mean, did you hear that? No.
Oh,
that was not. That woman's got about 170 IQ.
Okay, now multiply that by thousands and millions of people if they buy this campaign to amend the Constitution. Multiply that by all these people coming into his power, just like everybody was mesmerized by Hitler back then. Those guys were completely. It's like witchcraft. You know, it's like
they didn't like it, brother. I mean, History Channel's got Hitler in the occult, and they admittedly,
right.
I mean, mainstream publications
right.
Conjuring demons in the SS castle and black magic power, and his father was high level in that in Austria, and his mother married the head of the Austrian parliament, a top Nazi, after his daddy died.
Right.
And then he's over there campaigning for Voltine.
Maybe.
These guys are the Order of Death, man, the black uniforms, the silver skull and crossbones. And you see it at Bohemian Grove, you see it at Skull and Bones, it's the same thing.
That's right. That's what we're dealing with. So I suggest, and this is what I've done, I've taken personal action, as much personal action as I can. I myself am a Christian, so in conjunction with that, man, I'm hitting the throne of heaven hard with these prayers, you know. And
well, let's talk about Arnold. Well, that certainly helps. That's the key.
Yeah.
Arnold openly says he wants to be a dictator. Openly that he admires Hitler, and it doesn't even matter to some of these people, and he's got the elite firmly behind him,
mm-hmm.
and she knew all about Bohemian Grove, but didn't know that Arnold went to it. I mean, do you buy any of that?
She had, yeah, she's saying that she has, oh, you know, I know they made a lot of jokes about that, and...
Oh, well, I haven't been allowed into that.
Right,
have you,
right.
Have you been there? You've seen it? Oh.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's such a whitewash delusion. And
well, here's the deal. Christian conservatives cried and worshipped Arnold. I felt the palpable evil. I mean, I was there for Cheney, Bush, all the speeches.
Mm-hmm.
But when Arnold was speaking, they were crying. The old men with the cowboy hats were worshipping. And I'd tell them, well, he's for abortion, he's for total gun bans. He's just good. Oh, he's just good.
They don't see it. Exactly the same thing. Now, if American can be hoodwinked by George Bush's by George Bush and elect him on these quote-unquote moral issues, imagine when a guy like this gets in the political arena, how they're going to swoon over him. I mean, that's scary. So anyway, well, thanks, Alex. Thanks
hey, I appreciate
much.
Your call.
Keep
you know, and she said every man wants to be worshipped like this. Let me tell you something. I'm a pretty big celebrity in Austin. I'm probably just for Austin in my own little fishbowl, the biggest thing there is. I mean, I go to the grocery store, I go to the movies, I go everywhere, people running up, wanting autographs, wanting to talk to me, black, white, old, young. I don't like it when they tell me how great I am and how wonderful I am, and I know I'm just this average person, and it makes me feel sick. I don't like it. I want to be left alone. I'll put a hat on and sunglasses on if I want to go for a walk so cars don't stop and talk to me while I'm walking, you know, my dogs with my wife. I mean, I get tired of people buying me dinner at restaurants and all this. I mean, I don't like it. Most normal people don't like it. I like to make something. I like to make a film and then see people like it and like the information. I like to write an article and see it change minds and affect change. It isn't about me. In fact, it makes me want to throw up when you call. And I know you're used to doing this because the neocons all love it. And plus, you're trying to be polite. When you call, oh, Alex, you're so great. Thank you so much for taking my call. No, thank you for calling. Thank you for caring. Thank you for listening to this show. Thank you for being involved. So if I ever sound irritated when you do that, it's just because it isn't about me. But she's like, oh, well, what man wouldn't love to be worshipped? And what, you know, it's sick. This cult of personality business has got dictator written all over it. Thanks for the call, Ed. Or Ed's gone. That was Scott. Let's talk to Travis in Seattle, Washington. Travis, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? Just a couple of comments on that lady's interview. She left herself wide open a couple of times, and I'm surprised you didn't hit her with it. But she admitted.
Well, when we put this press release out, she's dead meat. If people, and by dead meat, I mean there's no way to politically defend some of the stuff she was saying. I've got to sit there marking it down, you know, before I write the article later this afternoon. But if the media picks it up, which they should, it's going to be big. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah, they probably won't because you know who controls them. Anyway, just her saying that she talked to the guy 30 minutes to 1 minute four times, and she's made a judgment call on making a constitutional amendment.
Well, that's in the last, first she said few months, then the last few weeks.
Okay. And well, anyway, she makes another comment. You judge a man by the people he surrounds himself with. What would she have thought of Jesus? I don't get it.
Well, where she left herself open is when I said if I went over and grabbed a woman's breast on the side of the street, I would expect her. I mean, I wouldn't even think like that. Just, I mean, it's like a monkey or something. Just running over, like a dog, you know what dogs do. I mean, just running up and grabbing someone and uncontrolled. I mean, that shows just total, number one, loss of control. But number two, that never even entered my mind or any other half-decent man's mind. I mean, that's not what this is about. Yeah. I mean, you want the woman that you want to like you, and you court her, and you like her mind, and of course you like her body too. That's how God built us. You don't just run over and start grabbing. And I said, I'd be arrested. And she said, I don't know, you're powerful. The woman might like it. I mean, just what?
Well, you're talking your typical American. I hate to say it, but they're, you know, this Illuminati schooling and advertisements and commercialism has gotten people to think the way she does. And there's, you know,
but then when your 10-year-old grabs a girl's bosom in class, they get SWAT teamed and taken to jail and charged with attempted rape. I see those cases every week. But he does it, and it's just, oh, well.
Well, that's Arnold.
I mean, the women like it.
Yeah, it's a sick deal, Alex. Keep up the good work, dude.
I appreciate your call. I mean, it's just nuts. Let's go ahead and talk to, who's up next? D in Rhode Island. Go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to talk about, thanks for taking my call anyway, but I'd like to talk about Arnold. And I'm hearing that, and I don't know how true it is, but well, do you think that Arnold and Hillary will be running in the next 4 years?
No, that's it. Arnold could only win against a Hillary, and a year before she'll announce, they'll have a con for gay marriage or flag burning to get it open, and they'll go, man, we got to have Arnold. He's the only one. And conservatives will go, man, I don't. So they'll phrase it as a fight between Arnold and Hillary. They will repeal Article 2, Clause 5, and he will run and win and be our war emperor.
He will.
And if we don't stop him, yes.
And I would like to know more about his evil side.
Well, that's the only side.
It's the only side. I haven't really heard much about him when I tuned in.
Do you have internet access?
No, I don't.
Well, no. Go to the library and go to our website. We've got our press releases, documents, hundreds of news stories.
Why is he called the Black, the Darkness?
Well, his name doesn't mean Black Plowman. In the German dictionary, Schwartz and then the last name mean darkness, dark.
Uh-huh.
Darkness of the darkness, pitch black.
Oh.
Deepest darkness. It's a fitting name.
Yeah.
All right, thank you for the call. We'll be right back with Congressman Ron Paul. Transmission continues on the other side, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Every hour of every day, someone out there is suffering from hemorrhoids. The pain, worry, and embarrassment can be devastating. For almost a decade, our customers have used HemTab's natural formula to treat the problem at its source, to provide long-lasting relief in even the most severe of cases.
My husband had been suffering from a painful hemorrhoid for years. After the doctor recommended surgery, we didn't know what to do. I ordered HemTab online, and soon after taking HemTab, the pain was gone. A few days later, the hemorrhoid began to shrink. Miracle? Hem miracle, we call it. Thanks, HemTab.
If you're suffering, there's no need to wait. We know how the discomfort of hemorrhoids can interrupt your life. HemTab is the effective alternative that you can trust to help you take control of your health.
Take control of your health today by calling HemTab toll-free at 1-888-437-2259 or visit HemTab.com. Get relief to your door as soon as 48 hours. Call 1-888-437-2259 or HemTab.com.
HemTab, the effective alternative.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We've got Ron Paul for about 10-15 minutes. We're honored to have him. It's almost a sin to be having him on during these battles, but at the same time, we've got to have him move you to call Congress to defeat two deadly bills right now. And I just talked to him during the break. He says, you've got to call right now. And we've got the National ID Card bill in the 9/11 package, and we've also got the new Freedom Initiative for forced psychological testing of children and adults. Congressman, good to have you on with us.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Tell us where it stands right now on both pieces of legislation you've been valiantly fighting.
Okay. The 9/11 bill is up in the air. We're not positive it will come up My guess is if it does, it will probably have the national ID card in there, and I plan to get some time to speak out against that. But there is a possibility that that bill might not even make it before the end of the session. So in a way, it's an indirect victory for us because nothing's going to happen if we don't have the 9/11 bill passed. Certainly, we don't need it with a national ID card.
Now, they may try to pull something overnight, as you said, or it could be extended out till tomorrow at noon.
That's right. We'll supposed to be around here till very late tonight, and if we don't get finished, then they'll be here till the middle of the day tomorrow. So we don't know exactly what time it'll come up. Now, on the omnibus bill, which puts together eight or nine of our appropriation bills, is the one that we have the language in, and Dennis Hastert, fortunately, has helped us put the language in on the House side, trying to insist on denying any expenditure to force this program on the American people, which is the mandatory mental health testing for every kid in the country. The Senate has not yet agreed to it, so the pressure has to be put on the Senate right now that they would accept our language denying any funding for this program.
Could we have a governmental funding shutdown if they refuse?
Well, they're going to pass the bill. They're not going to close the government down. The real question is, and we know that bill will pass. The big question is what the final language will be, and we don't know that.
So somebody's going to blink, but it's going to pass. We'll know by noon tomorrow.
That's it. We will, and like I said, I think we did surprisingly well that we got this much attention already, and it would be great to have this victory and get that language in there.
Who do we need to contact in Congress? I've got a list of phone numbers here in front of me.
Today and tomorrow, they should call the senators.
So they should call Joseph Lieberman, Susan Collins, Pat Roberts, Trent Lott, George Vonnegut.
Any senator that represents them, anybody that they know on the Senate side would be more helpful at the moment than the House side because we believe with it we have the House Speaker on our side.
This is something right out of the Twilight Zone, Congressman. I mean, you've written and spoken since day one against it. This thing started in Texas, now in 10 states. Forced psychological testing, guidelines written by the drug companies, executives quitting and blowing the whistle. Can you give us a nutshell for those that don't know what we're facing, what we're dealing with?
Well, it's political dynamite on what can happen and how much abuse could come from a program like this. If you look at what totalitarian societies have done with the use of psychiatric diagnosis, but medically, it's a horrendous mess to think that more kids are going to be put on drugs. Just think how many have been put on Prozac and Ritalin now that should have just had a little bit more discipline rather than putting on these mind-altering drugs. And it is a real tragedy that we have deferred to our federal government to act as parents, and that's part of the big problem. That plus the fact that we as a nation have deferred to the federal government to get control of our schools, and that's why it's part of that message as well that the federal government should never have been given the right to run our schools, and yet that's a given right now, and hardly anybody even talks about that. But schools should be local, and if these problems existed, they should be dealt with at the local level.
But President Bush is quite proud of his Hillary Clinton-style legislation for No Child Left Behind.
That's right, and he's tremendously expanded. Remember, Ronald Reagan was against the Department of Education, and we worked to try to stop it. And yet now, with the recent vote, he sees this as a mandate for his entitlement programs, whether it's education or medicine, and also an endorsement for everything that we do overseas, which means that it looks like we can expect a lot more spending, and I think the international markets are responding in a logical fashion. The dollar is getting much weaker.
That's why Greenspan came out and told us it's bad fiscal policy, but the Fed's been pushing it. You know, they caused the crisis and then blame us for it.
Well, you know, they work together. He's always complaining about what Congress does, but, you know, Congress couldn't spend money they didn't have if they didn't have the Fed there to print the money. So they're buddies in this system. They're both vulnerable. I mean, Congress votes to do all the spending and to get
reelected. Well, a year ago, you gave a speech here, and it's in one of my documentaries at McKinney Ruffs, and you said the dollar's going to implode. We may see a massive depression.
Yep, and I'm still hoping I'm wrong on that, but the evidence is showing that the economy is going to slip. You know, the market's down sharply today, and gold is up, which means that internationally they're voting non-confidence in what we're doing, and there's a limit to how long you can continue to deficit finance and print money.
All right, when we get back, Congressman, I want to get a little bit more into the economy, a little bit more on these national ID card, poor psychological testing bills, and a question about Arnold Schwarzenegger as well as Arlen Specter. So four more questions on the other side with Congressman Ron Paul at the twilight of this session of Congress.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Pam got the mud out of her three-year-old's shirt. Jason had a wine stain on his countertop, now gone. Halloween makeup from Karen's kid got on the carpet, no trick. It's gone too. What do these people have in common? They've discovered the powerful bubble-up technology in BioWalk Citrus Concentrate. Kelly brought a puppy home and it left a mess on the new carpet. Now her carpet still looks brand new. Fran said, it's the most effective pet odor removal product she's ever encountered. What do these people have in common? They've discovered the power of PAWS, or Pet Accident Wash-Up Solution, from BioWalk. Have you discovered the BioWalk family of products?
Just in for BioWox, their November special. You get 2 quarts of BioWox Citrus Concentrate, 2 dilution bottles and sprayers, and 2 32-ounce bottles of PAWS for only $44.95. That's a savings of nearly $45. Clean your house in time for the holidays by calling 866-246-6943. That's 866-246-6943, or visit BioWox.com.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I've got a gripe. Recently, construction in my area has doubled my commute time. I'm spending up to 4 hours in stop-and-go rush hour traffic every day. The worst part is there's no good talk radio to listen to. But that doesn't matter to me anymore, thanks to the good people at Freeway Radio. I've got the Sony shortwave car stereo from Freeway Radio, and now I look forward to getting comfortable in my car and hearing the real scoop on the day's news. It's not just a shortwave radio, though. You can also get AM and FM, listen to cassette, and control your CD changer. Call Freeway Radio today, toll-free, 866-404. That's 1-866-404-3600. Get your own Sony shortwave car stereo today for only $189. Install it in the boat, the RV, or your car. The good news for us is that you'll have GCN programming and crystal clear radio wherever you go. Don't get me wrong, I'd still rather be golfing than sitting in traffic, but Freeway Radio has eased my commute immensely. Call them today at 1-866-404-3600 and let them do the same for you.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're joined by Congressman Ron Paul in his office there in D.C. The Congress will be closing up this session by noon tomorrow. Bunch of legislation pending for the National ID card, which still has a chance to pass but may not. 50-50, or perhaps even worse, for the New Freedom Initiative, though there's massive heat on it. Paul, your senators, that's who needs to be targeted right now, as the congressman just said. Congressman, getting back into the economy here quickly. I mean, again, you laid it out a year ago here outside Austin, Texas. We played the audio here on this broadcast, and you've talked about it on the show live, that the Federal Reserve System is a scam, that the economy is falling apart, and that now foreign countries are going to start pulling the dollar, dumping the dollar, and now Greenspan's dancing around acting like it's the citizens' fault. What do you see happening, and is there any way to avert this?
No, I think the damage has been done, and the only question is whether this will unwind with a panic, and most of the time it ends up as a panic. The foreigners may buy less of our debt, or they may start selling a little bit at a time. But eventually, some people say, hey, it's moving pretty fast. We have to get rid of them. And then you have a dollar panic, and that will be a very, very serious matter, because that means very high interest rates to rescue the dollar, and it means a lot of inflation for us. At the same time, it would precipitate a very weak economy, probably recession or even depression.
Congressman, if I talk to a poor farmer who's immigrated here from Mexico, they know what it means to have a weak currency. I talk to yuppies that drive BMWs at a restaurant, and they laugh at me and don't even know what it means and go, Bush says a weak dollar is good. What do you want to say to them?
Well, you know, they look at it in a very narrow sense. If the dollar gets weaker, this means that foreigners are more likely to, you know, buy our exports because they become cheaper. But that's only temporary, because the prices eventually go up. But the principle is why in the world would anybody ever want a currency they hold, if they hold it in their wallet or in their saving account, to want it to buy less? I think it's a moral issue and an economic issue. I think it's criminal that a government would deliberately encourage or perform policies that would deliberately take away the value. You always want stable value and steady value of your money. You don't want a government that deliberately debases the money in order to accommodate their deficits that they're running up.
Congressman, a year and a half ago, I was watching TV, and they had Bush and Treasury Secretary Snow and all of them up there. How good this is and how great this is. I mean, this is massive inflation we're talking about. This is people dumping the government T-bills. This is our huge deficit to the banks not even being financed.
See, they believe in their own arrogance that they think they can control this, but the markets eventually control things. In the late 70s, it almost totally got out of control, and that is when the dollar was crashing and gold hit $850. Right now, there are trillions of dollars more floating around, so the potential crisis is much worse than what we saw when they had to take interest rates to 21%.
The bubble is much larger.
That's right. If you look at what's happening in the housing industry and what happened to the dot-coms, it's still built into the stock market. The stock market never made its correction, and we're very vulnerable because we pretend to think that we can get wealth out of borrowing and out of printing presses, and that's an illusion.
Well, doesn't it also affect the stock market pricing, because if the dollar is already worth less, then you're going to see an artificial increase in stock prices, but really the prices are what they were years ago, so in truth it's a massive devaluation of stock market.
That's right. If your stock stays the same for 5 years and your dollar's worth 50%, you've lost 50%. So it's it becomes an invisible crash, but unfortunately a lot of times you still lose nominally as well.
Well, here's an example. I have an employee in England who I had to basically double their pay. One of my webmasters, my other webmasters are here in the U.S., I had to double his pay because he couldn't live.
Yeah, because there is a lot of inflation. And you know, if you look at government statistics, they argue there's no inflation. Now, can you convince the average person there's no inflation when they have to pay medical bills and repair bills and gasoline bills and fuel bills? I mean,
and then everything that's shipped by truck or train, they got to pay that increased energy price.
Right, and that's just starting to work through the system. So I think there's a lot of inflation ahead for us.
All right, two final questions for you. Arlen Specter, pro-abort. Bush has this huge mandate, massive House, massive Senate numbers. And now he's pushing Specter. He's pushing Gonzalez, who wrote the memo saying Bush is above the law and torture's good. I'm seeing a backlash now by conservatives, but because they can't target Bush for 4 years, it looks like we're going to lose House and Senate seats of good people and end up giving it back to the Democrats because of what they've done. Comments?
Well, in a way, they're a little bit late because, you know, in the primary up in Pennsylvania, we had a very good candidate, Pat Toomey, who was a member of my Liberty Committee, had a good chance of beating Specter, but it was turned around because the president went in there a couple times and campaigned for Specter. So I don't know why the people believe that he's going to protect their interests. So there's no question that Specter will be appointed, and what happens, you know, is anybody's guess. But so far, you know, even the appointing of the Attorney General shows that the right to life people aren't going to be protected.
Well, they've got this weird psychology where they say, well, because we were elected with this landslide by you conservatives, we're going to spend our capital in the Senate and not let you boss us around.
That's about it, you know, and they've been duped, I think. Of course, the part that I really fear is that they use this so-called mandate, which came from Christian conservatives, as an excuse to expand the war in the Middle East, and you know how I feel about that. I think that's a very, very dangerous, very expensive,
and you're a veteran of Vietnam yourself. I remember you said a year ago, you said it's going to blow up in our face. We're making enemies faster than we can beat them.
Yeah, and look at it. And the neocons, who are more in charge than ever, want to expand the war.
Absolutely. A quick comment, and then one last question. Quick comment on Alberto, I love torture, Gonzalez. He's the guy saying we're above the law, the president is, saying torture's okay. Comments about him.
Well, I think that's represents the arrogance of the people in charge, that they are above the law. And I think our civil liberties are threatened, and I think ultimately this is going to be a great danger to us. You know, they apply some of these rules to a few people who look like they're the bad guys, and they say, well, we're going to apply these rules to the terrorists. But the principle is that in this country, you're not a terrorist until you've been proven that you've done something.
Congressman, did you hear about the lady selling knockoff Rubik's Cubes at Homeland Security visited?
No, I didn't hear that one.
That was in St. Helens, Oregon. Did you hear about the veteran who made too many calls and the FBI, Homeland Security guy, said Homeland Security dispatched them? In the Quad City Times said, well, he didn't threaten anybody, but calling too much is harassment and therefore terrorism.
Yep, you know, it's too careless. You know, we're there fighting for our freedom. At the same time, we're undermining our freedoms. I worry more about how much we undermine our own freedoms here at home than our pretense of trying to secure the world and spread democracy.
Bob Barr has said that what's happened to our rights is much bigger than the towers.
That's right, and he's been doing a great job. I sort of like what he's been doing since he's out of Congress. He has not let up, and I think he's been doing some great work.
Do you think Gonzalez will be confirmed?
I think so, because once again, you know, they're going to claim mandate, put our guys in, but let's wait and see.
Last question, Arnold Schwarzenegger, obviously, Dana Rohrabacher, one of your colleagues, congressman, told a major California paper, San Jose Mercury News, November 3rd, that, quote, Republican leadership wants to give it to Arnold. They believe he's turned the tide. We want him in 08 when Bush is done. He's got this front group out running these ads everywhere. I'm starting a movement against it. To repeal Article 2, Clause 5 of the Constitution. Congressman, comments?
Well, I'm not for that. First off, is I don't think Schwarzenegger is a strict constitutionalist and a conservative, so I'm not interested in promoting his career. In the other sense, is even if he were a little bit better, I'm not sure that would be the best thing. You know, we have probably 200 million people who have been born in this country. You'd think we could find one individual that might qualify to be president, so I don't see any urgency to change the Constitution.
Well, Arnold, they got four bills in Congress. Arnold says he dreams of being a dictator.
I don't know about that. Let's hope we don't capitulate to that desire.
Okay. Congressman Ron Paul, tell folks about your different websites.
Well, the best way to do is go to ronpaul.org, and they can get to all my websites.
ronpaul.org, and there's the libertycommittee.org.
Yeah, Liberty Committee, and then they can get to the Congressional Committee and the Foundation and the campaign.
All right. Well, Congressman Ron Paul, thank you for all the time, and thank you for the great job you're doing for us in Congress. And I'm going to urge all my listeners right now, are there particular committee chairmen we should call, or just every senator?
No, I just go with any senator that you can get hold of and let them know to maintain the Ron Paul language against the mental health mandatory screening, as well as to speak out against the national ID card.
What do you say to them that's really effective, that I will campaign against you in the district if you pass this, I will come to your town halls and I will get in your face?
No, I don't think any kind of threats help.
I don't mean threats, but, you know, pressure.
Yeah, I think the numbers make a difference. You know, very sincere people calling up and saying, I am very concerned about this. Please consider my opinion, but if there's one or two, it won't matter. If you get a bunch, then they'll find out. They'll pay attention.
All right, Congressman, take care.
Okay, thank you.
God bless. Folks, you can sit here and do nothing, or you can call Congress. And, let me give you some senators' numbers. You can forget Joseph Lieberman. How about Susan Collins? Probably forget her, too. 202-224-2523. How about Mark DeWine of Ohio, 202-224-2315? How about Bob Graham of Florida, 202-224-3041? Frank Lautenberg of New Jersey, 202-224-3041. 3224. Go ahead and give Lieberman a call, too. 202-224-4041. So, Bush is going to spend his capital. A bunch of pro-abort people in the Senate and Attorney Generalship and Secretary of State and everything else, and judges that were Attorney Generals that went after Judge Roy Moore, they're going all the way to the top. Hope you're proud of yourselves. But, Alex, we couldn't vote for Kerry. The point is you should have been honest about how the whole thing was a fraud to begin with, to start waking people up instead of playing along with this. And you got to fight at the local level, too. But we got a chance to defeat the 9/11 bill. He said, more than 50-50, we can defeat that. The big one, more than 50-50, it's going to pass 60-40. Talked to the congressman during the breaks, got even more info. He says it may pass. Good chance, frankly. Better hit the Senate and hit them hard, or they're coming to your school, folks, and they're going to make your child do psychological testing. And if you homeschool or private school, they're coming too. Now, it's in the bill. So you heard the congressman. Before I go back to your calls and cover some final news items that we covered a little bit the first hour but haven't detailed yet. Wish you had listened to us in the first hour, but c'est la vie. We have launched Americans Against Arnold. The website is arnoldexposed.com. That's arnoldexposed.com. And I'm going to run radio and TV ads at least in Sacramento, San Francisco, and Austin. And that means if the money doesn't come in, it'll be at least $20,000 to run a modest ad campaign. I'm going to spend my own money. I don't have it. So I need your support. Last time I asked for money was 5 years ago to build a memorial church for all those that died at Waco. It's even for the BATF, folks. There's a plaque out front. For all those that died. I mean, I saw the Davidians get no help from us when they killed them. I watched the jury find him not guilty in 94, and Walter Smith said, you are guilty, some life in prison still, with the jury saying not guilty. Didn't know that could happen. Then the same judge said, no jury in your civil trial. I mean, folks. So I said, let's build him a new memorial church. It seats about 400 people, two-story, air conditioning, the whole nine yards, $120,000. Builders told us nobody else could build it for less than $200,000. And in that case, I said, send money to Lowe's, Home Depot, and the local hardware store in Waco, or pull it in on trucks every Saturday when we were out there working. And we only raised $8,000 that we had to have in a bank account for the trusses, because hardware stores don't sell the trusses. Those come already made. We built, a couple years before that, a veteran who since died. They bulldozed his house, so we built him a new house. It was just vicious what they did to him, trying to take his property. Well, this is more important. And if you want to write to me, just write them to Alex Jones and put on there for the Arnold campaign, to fight Arnold. And every red cent of it will be spent, including $3,000 of my own money that I'm pledging already. And we've been spending about 10 hours a day just on this alone the last 3 days. So we launched it yesterday. So please, arnoldexposed.com, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. But be sure and specify that it's not for books or videos or anything like that. Say it's for the Arnold Exposed campaign, or Fight Arnold. Just let me know it's for Arnold to fight what his minions and he are obviously up to. It's so important. It's a big deal, and we need your help. Or write to me at 3001, that's 3001, South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Don't count on other people to donate to the PayPal account on the website. Don't count on other people to send in checks. And don't count on other people to call Congress right now and tell them don't pass the national ID card. We're an inch away. We'll know by tomorrow at noon. An inch away from forced psychological screening of every child and then adults. Starting with pregnant mothers with a CPS hanging over you by law for days. And they write the guidelines. I mean, with all of this, you got to take action. You got to stand and be counted. I don't ask you for a lot of help often. Obviously, another way to fight the globalists is to get my documentary films. I've made 11 of them. And to get the word out, I've cut prices as much as 75%. A DVD, it was $25.95, now $5.95. When you buy one copy of the regular price and each additional is $5.95, I mean, come on, folks. Or just get them to make copies. But people are more apt to watch them if it's the shrink wrap, the color cover, professionally produced, with the stamp on top of the DVD. VHS are $9.95 each additional copy. They cost us like $5 a piece if we use high-quality tape and hard covers and all that stuff. But Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Go to the secure online shopping cart. Order right now. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Don't wait. Linda in Virginia. Linda, welcome.
Hello?
Hello, ma'am.
Oh, hi. Hi. Actually, I had a couple of comments and a couple of questions about that interview.
Go ahead and fire them off.
All right. Well, that was a wonderful interview. You handled it excellently. I was just really stunned by that woman's super slick speech, and it sounded to me like Madison Avenue on steroids.
Oh yeah, I mean she'd been to 100 seminars for that.
Well, I'm sure. But the thing was the tone, one of the underlying tones was she was so patronizing.
And it was all soothing though. And it just oozed with oozing
and soothing, that's right. But the laughing and the patronizing and being so dismissive about real concerns. Real concerns.
Well, he says he admires Hitler.
And she was so dismissive. But I have another question.
Okay, quickly when we get back, because I want to go to Richard, Rick, and Mary at least, and hit maybe one or two stories in the final zone. Straight ahead, PrisonPlanet.tv. Don't forget about that. Watch all my videos. Read my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV reports. 15 cents a day, and we need your support now more than ever. Stay with us. What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at Infowars.com or Infowars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war
Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You guys are doing a great job calling the media, telling them to cover our story. The calls are starting to pour in from print media, real journalists. You got to target big TV now. Finishing up what you were saying, Linda, in Virginia, go ahead and fire.
Yes, I was waiting for you to say something to her about Arnold's attack on Christian values, or what Christian values he stands for.
I've got to go buy a copy of the book, but in his Education of a Bodybuilder that I read a decade ago, he puts down Jesus Christ, says
exactly.
He doesn't believe in him, says he believes in himself.
I was hoping that you would bring that up, because obviously she believes he's the Republican answer to Clinton. And what if Al Gore or Bob Dole were constantly found groping women out in the street?
One of them was saying, I don't like Jesus, and this is all recent stuff.
Yeah. Well, if you're able to have her on again, I hope you will. No,
there's a lot I didn't ask her. I was so taken back by the... You're right. Super.
Right,
that was Madison Avenue Tactics. Thanks for the call. Thank you, Linda. Great points. Rick in Reno. Go ahead, Rick.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Mike Rupert has a book out called Crossing the Rubicon.
Yes.
You need to have the man on. He claims that this
Well,
book...
listen. I don't like Mike Rupert. That's all I'm going to say, and that's the end of it. I have interviewed him before, and that's all I'm going to say on the subject.
All right. In this book, which he claims is weighty enough as evidence to indict members of the
Yeah, I know. I understand, sir, but really, that's one of my pet peeves. No Rupert on my show.
All righty, then.
Seriously, you just... All right, I mean, and certainly I haven't read the book, but I've read some of the excerpts of it, and it seems like good info, I'll say that, but I just, Mike Rupert, the person, no thank you.
You did a good job with her lordship on the interview. You handled her well.
Well, I drew her out.
Right. You exposed her. And she and that creepy demon Schwarzenegger that she wants to see in the presidency need to be stopped, and I'll support you financially. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate your support. No, I mean, he really is demonic. I've been in the room with him, down there on the floor at the convention. And, I mean, it was the scariest thing I've ever been. I've been around Janet Reno. I've been around Bill Clinton. I've sat at the table with George Bush. I'm telling you, folks, this guy is the real deal. Thank you, sir. And, again, I've interviewed Rupert before on this show years ago, over and over again. And then I'm not going to go any further than that. I'm not going to interview Mike Rupert. Let's talk to Mary in Colorado. Mary, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, I'd like to say that my Senator Allard is just as nutty and amateurish as George W.
Well, he called about the bills, and he said they don't exist.
Is
that correct?
What?
Did you call your senator just about the bills?
I wouldn't call Senator Allard.
Well, you need to.
I've been to his meetings. He doesn't know anything. Salazar is my new Democrat senator, and he is great. I'm telling you, he is a good... Now, talk about a Christian. There's a Christian man. These people that call themselves Christians that voted for this war and the Republicans do not know what a Christian is. They are just a religious bunch of nuts, and I know what a Christian is. I'm a born-again Christian way back. You follow Christ. You don't do the things these people are doing.
No, I hear you, but and I appreciate the call, Mary. Take care. Sorry we're out of time. But that doesn't mean you go vote for John Kerry either. It means you see two evil things. I mean, if you've got Baphomet and Moloch, you know, do you go, well, I'm choosing Moloch because Baphomet's really bad. I mean, it's the same thing. They give you a false choice, and all I ever said was, this is a joke. Look at the fruits of Bush now. Look what he's doing. Look how he's backing Schwarzenegger. ArnoldExposed.com. Contribute to us. Help us run these ads. Don't wish years later that you supported us. You know, 80% of you against us in the polls, Constitution against us. We got to fight this. We got to defeat it. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central, on the shortwave at 3210. On the internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And, of course, on your local stations. God bless you. Have a great weekend.